Good morning and thanks for joining us. Happy Saturday to you all. And thanks for stopping in for another episode of Provena Healthy Living. I'm your host, Tanisha Shade. And today we're going to talk about what's commonly referred to as tummy trouble. We've had a lot of folks coming into the emergency room with some gastrointestinal problems. And here to talk to us today is Dr. Adam Brown from our emergency department. Welcome, doctor.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. Now tell us a little bit about what folks are coming in complaining about.
What's interesting, over the last month and a half, we've seen a really large increase in patients coming in with nausea and vomiting and diarrhea. And those three type of symptoms are really tracking together. But what's also tracking together is the families. And so what I'm seeing is that there'll be three patients all in a room, all with the same symptoms, and they're all related. So we've seen that increase really once it started getting a little colder outside and when school started going on, we saw a lot more patients coming in with those symptoms.
Okay, now are we talking flu bug, food poisoning? What are the folks coming in actually having?
Well, the patients will actually come in saying that they've been poisoned by their food. Some will say that they have the flu, but usually it's just a virus that's causing this. What's important to know is that when you go get a flu shot, that's not actually to protect you against the quote-unquote stomach flu. The stomach flu is actually a completely different virus and is not an influenza virus. But what happens is that a viral particle will get into food or on your hands or on doorknobs or what have you, and then you put them to your mouth and then you ingest the viral particle and then it makes you sick and you start having vomiting and diarrhea. The good thing is that this typically is a 24 to 36 hour type of bug. So this is the typical stomach bug that lasts 36 to 48 hours and can make you feel really uncomfortable and very wiped out after your first 5 or 6 hours of it.
Do we see this a little bit more during this time when we've got a lot of food sitting out and a lot of leftovers and warming things up?
Well, that's kind of a different issue. There's actually two questions. The first is, yes, we do see a higher instances of these type of viral syndromes after holidays, because families are together, families are swapping bugs back and forth just by not washing their hands as frequently as they would, and then they're in contact with 30, 40, 50 people sometimes, kissing each other on the face, etc. But there also is the issue of food poisoning, which typically will present a patient will present a little differently. You may have fevers, you may even have, and not to sound gross, but bloody diarrhea with severe vomiting. Usually that happens within 6 to 7 hours after eating a food that's been contaminated. On the good side of that, that's also a very self-limited or very short-lived type of stomach or disease process. And usually you won't need any treatment for that.
Okay. And so if folks come to the emergency department with these types of symptoms, what can they expect when they get here?
Well, if you've been having nausea, vomiting, diarrhea that has been happening multiple times, you know, 10, 15 episodes of vomiting, maybe even a little less than that, and the same with diarrhea, you probably are going to need some IV fluids at that point and medications to help control your nausea and vomiting. We have medications we can give IV. We also have oral medications for that, too. Labs are not always necessary, or blood work is not always necessary, but we sometimes do them because you can lose electrolytes like sodium, potassium, chloride when you're having frequent bouts of vomiting and diarrhea. Some things that you can do at home, though, is that if you are having some vomiting and diarrhea, drinking small amounts of fluids like Gatorade is a really great thing to do. Children are particularly susceptible to developing dehydration, so using Pedialyte is an excellent thing to do, or a cheap way to do it is just take Gatorade and water it down half and half. That really works similarly. As far as the diarrhea goes, if you take Imodium over the counter, that actually is a really great medication that you can use. And if you follow the instructions, that should help you slow down the diarrheal process. But if those things are not working and you're not able to keep down your fluids and you're feeling very lightheaded and dry or dehydrated, coming to the emergency department is absolutely appropriate and we'll take good care of you here.
Okay, and although we can't avoid these things, what's our first line of defense?
Washing your hands. Just like with any infection, washing your hands greatly reduces the incidence of having these diseases. So if you have a family member that has these symptoms, using a different bathroom is important. If you only have one bathroom, making sure that every time they're going to the toilet and leaving the toilet, that they're washing their hands, that you're washing your hands frequently for any toilet visit at all times is extremely important. And especially if you're working with food or serving other people, that you're washing your hands multiple times. And keeping your hands away from your mouth is really important during these time periods.
Thank you so much for being here this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And folks, we'll see you next week on Provena Healthy Living.